Welcome to the podcast, Campfire Chat, Words of Encouragement. My name is Jimmy Jenkins, and I want you to know that with God, all things are possible. Never let go of what God can do when it looks impossible. We want to talk for just a little bit about wisdom and about applying wisdom continually in our life. I do believe that wisdom is absolutely essential to all aspects of our life. Wisdom is knowing what to do and doing it. Wisdom is a culmination of good judgment and common sense and understanding. Wisdom was here before anything was created. In the beginning, God was all wisdom. Wisdom was speaking to Adam and Eve to warn them that they could eat any fruit in the Garden of Eden except the fruit from the tree of conscience, because its fruit would open up their eyes to make them aware of right and wrong, good and bad. They were told, if you eat its fruit, you will be doomed to die. How many times has wisdom spoke to our hearts and we did not listen? We have to deal with the consequences of the choices we make. The choices we make today can certainly affect our tomorrows. So we see that freedom of choice is a huge deal, and we need the wisdom of God Almighty to help us with our choices. Isn't it amazing? God gave to Adam and Eve everything, but only what God told them not to do. That is exactly what they wanted to do. Isn't that just like us today? We have everything that He has provided, but when He asks us not to do certain things, that's exactly what we want to do. Human nature wants total control and not God's control. Wisdom. It is exactly what we need in all of life. Knowing what to do and following through with it. We are given choices. And how many times do we fail the choice test? But God, in His amazing grace, allows us to learn from the mistakes, and we go on, hopefully to have learned a great deal from the error, and then we ask for a great deal of wisdom. So we see in the Garden of Eden that God said, and again, this is wisdom speaking, God said, you have full reins of what I have given you. Just don't eat of the tree of the knowledge of good and evil. We see that Satan came to tempt Eve, disguised as a crafty serpent. And Satan at one time was an angelic being who rebelled against God and was thrown out of heaven. The enemy desires you to give in to his kind of life and give up on God's kind of life. In Proverbs 8, verse 11, it says, for the value of wisdom is far above rubies. Nothing can be compared with it. Wisdom and good judgment live together, for wisdom knows where to discover knowledge and understanding. In Proverbs 9, verse 11, it says, I, wisdom, will make the hours of your day more profitable and the years of your life more fruitful. Wisdom is its own reward, and if you scorn her, you hurt only yourself. Remember, the fear of the Lord is the beginning of wisdom. That could be defined as a continual awareness of our loving Heavenly Father observing and evaluating everything that we think, say, and do. Yes, let's fear the Lord. Well, our time is up, but your time is a time to ask for wisdom. a time to say, Father, I need your wisdom. Please help me to make wise decisions in every area of my life. For I ask you in Jesus' name. Amen. Be encouraged and pass it on.